This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're still 5 or so months from the New Hampshire primaries, which might seem like a long time to most of us. But for Associated Press photographer Jim Cole, it is going to be a long slog. He's been covering politicians going to New Hampshire to campaign since 1980, and he is back at it this time around. He is also the latest in our Every Now and Then series about jobs that revolve around political campaigns. Mr. Cole, thanks a lot for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Do you remember the first campaign picture you ever took?
Oh, my first campaign picture. No.
All right.
The absolute first one I'm not going to be able to come up with.
What about the first one you remember?
The one that I remember, I went back through some stuff recently just to check out what I got. It was the campaign. It's a picture of George Bush, Ronald Reagan, Phil Crane, and Howard Baker at a restaurant in Portsmouth called Yokin's. And it was a Republican breakfast, and that's about all I can remember about that.
What is it about campaign photography that does it for you? Because, yes, New Hampshire, and yes, it happens every 4 years, but clearly there's something about it that draws you in.
I mean, it's what comes here in New Hampshire. I'm here, and it's my job to cover not only the primary but other things in the state, but I've done so many primaries now that I try and concentrate much more instead of trying to get a picture of what these people look like, but much more what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a rule actually, right? The whole where you stand rule?
I try as hard as I can not to touch another photographer when I'm taking a picture. And when I go to an event, I see the event as best I can and try and foresee what possibly can happen and where my best chance is of getting something that's different and unusual.
Are you surprised that other campaign photographers haven't clued in and looked around and said, wait, where's Jim Cole? I'm going to go stand next to him.
Well, actually, sometimes they do.
Yeah, I bet.
And all I do is I just move to another spot.
Which, of course, drives them crazy.
I don't care.
Yeah, fair enough. Is it different for you photographing a relatively inexperienced candidate? You know, some of the GOP candidates this time, and in fact, some of the Democrats as well, are first timers on the national stage. Is it different photographing them versus somebody who's been through the ringer a couple of times?
Yeah, the ones that are going through it the first time, at least this time around, they're the ones that, in my opinion, are doing it right. They're doing the hands-on. They're doing the small venues, the coffee shops, and these town halls. The so-called veteran campaigns have everything all set up and staged, where the candidate comes into the room, grabs a microphone, gives their 20-minute, 30-minute speech, and then says, okay, I'll take questions. And then they go out the same door, say goodbye.
Yeah. Do you know when you've got a good picture in your camera? Do you know when you squeeze the shutter that it's happened?
Yeah. I mean, if there's something that happens and I press the button, I do feel good about what I have. I was taking pictures of Marco Rubio in Littleton. And when he was done talking, he went to speak with this woman who was in a wheelchair. And there was a really nice moment of her holding, with both of her hands, holding both of his hands, and the two looking at each other right in the eye. And it made for a nice shot. I got it, and I knew I had it.
Jim Cole, he's a photographer with the Associated Press in New Hampshire. He's been doing campaigns up there for 35, 36 years. Mr. Cole, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.